I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to. Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Oh, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great eps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I'm Mark Haynes.
And I'm Julia Rayside.
And over the next 4 months, we'll be taking you through the highs and lows of Strictly Come Dancing. All the winners.
The losers.
The huge name stars and the other ones.
The inevitable relationship traumas.
The gags.
The pitiful gags.
The awful, awful gags. The wonderful outfits.
The complex structure of bets that could leave you better off by £1 million.
And everything that happens both on and off the dance floor.
It's the curse of Strictly.
Keep listening, subscribing, telling your friends, and dancing!
Appalling.
It's absolutely awful. Hello, everybody!
You didn't know which end of the podcast you were at there, did you?
You know, I like doing that rolling thing. I really, really enjoy it.
Just do it now, go on.
We once did a thing on XFM, which was we set up a thing to do the world's longest rolling of an R.
Oh.
But we didn't tell anyone that it was just fictional. Just went... And then we just looped it. And it went out for about 3.5 minutes, just going...
3.5 minutes? Yeah. That's like art. You could enter that for the turn.
I know it was 3.5 minutes because we were smoking in the studio. And I remember I started a second cigarette to much celebration as to the bad radio we were putting out. Loads of people, it was early days of text, yeah. And you didn't really get very many texts because people, you know,
so
I think
no
they had
feedback.
To pay for them.
Yeah.
No, loads of feedback.
Oh, I see.
Probably the biggest feedback for anything we ever did. Amazing. Hello, everyone. welcome to the Curse of Strictly. Welcome back, Julia.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be back. I did watch last week, obviously, just for my holiday hidey hole.
I was sad you weren't here. Thank you very much as well to Sarah Morgan, who was an excellent
Sarah.
Pair of hands. But I felt for you because I thought you would have loved last
week's
show.
Yeah, no, it was a bloody good one.
I do love Halloween. I really, really like the Halloween episode.
And actually, it was a bloodbath in some ways, but it wasn't in the way I usually expect it to be, which that, I don't know, there is a curse on Halloween week, definitely, because I think a lot of dancers seem to dip. That's the week that their kind of spirits drop a bit.
Yep.
They've been praised up to a point and then they just sort of, they all seem to sort of droop a bit. But last week, actually, there was some really good dancing.
Yeah, although it was. I mean, the number of people who were injured
week. And it continues this week.
And unfortunately, I mean, it's cost us Will and
so
Jeanette.
I'm so sad about Will.
Yeah, I mean last week, the thing I was really keen on was they had a bit where Tess brought up the non-existent rule book of Strictly, whereby they said... Will cannot dance today.
Oh, that he gets a what?
He got a bye.
He got a bye.
But he got a bye because at this stage in the competition, as if they sort of go, well, later on, if you get injured, you have to go out.
Yeah.
But they're making it up as they go along.
No, they totally are.
What I'm sort of confused by is...
But it makes you feel like you're safe in their hands. Like, we have a rule book. Do not panic.
Entirely. I don't know why they didn't say, because it's still this early on in the competition,
yeah.
There's a chance that Will might be back for the final.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, make it up. The thing about that is, I don't know how they do it time-wise, because they've lost one dancer.
Well, this is why I thought this week we might not lose anybody. I thought we'd have a lovely surprise.
Yeah.
No,
still someone going.
She gone.
Maybe they're going to bring everyone back in week 8 and then get rid of them all.
That would be nice. In reverse order. Just to like really confuse the format.
It's 2 weeks to Blackpool.
Oh, God, it's 2 weeks to Blackpool.
It is. And someone who's not going to be going to Blackpool, probably they're quite relieved.
I think she might be because she can get back to her, what is it, cooking and being a model?
Cooking and modelling.
Cooking and modelling.
Is cook and model Viscountess Emma
Weymouth. Well, I can imagine her as doing it at the same time, like a sort of 1950s housewife presenting, like, flans.
I bet she does. exactly the sort of thing of country life. life coming round.
Yeah.
And just, she's there ready
not
for the photo.
Not for anything. Her husband just started a magazine for her to pose in.
All the stuff just goes to the pigs as well. You know, no one's eating anything.
It's a terrible waste.
It all tastes really salty.
Yeah.
It's just horrible food. If you're a cook as well, you're not saying like, I'm a chef, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
Everyone's a cook.
Yeah.
Everyone is a cook. But and cook.
Yeah, no, they do describe her as a chef, and I just wonder like what her qualifications actually are for that. But you know, we're being very unfair. She has suffered from being posh. That's essentially what's got her out. Also, we were talking about plateauing. We are now hitting ceilings.
Yeah.
So she had, in terms of performance, that is it a salsa she did or a samba?
A samba.
She, performance-wise, just did her lovely smile and was very sweet. There's no variation in tone. She can do a passo that way. She can do a quick step that way. She just looks the same in every dance.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think that's actually quite monotonous to watch, however good she is.
Last week, she actually started doing a little bit of acting. And
yes,
I thought, oh, gosh, OK, is she breaking through here? Is she seen that sort of thin gossamer line between adequate and
yes,
great?
Yeah.
You know, but this week it was back to the same. She went up against Mike Baggins in the dance-off. All four judges voted for
they
Mike
all
Baggins.
Saved Baggins.
I do not know what dance is being done in the studio versus the one that's being transmitted on television.
We'll get to him, but something happened when those scores were read out that I just thought, have we entered like a parallel universe?
Where they
were watching a different one.
I feel for Emma Weymouth. I don't understand why they think that Mike Baggins is going to be... I have a worrying feeling there's a sense of this is an underdog story that the nation loves.
I think that's true. I think there's a sense that he's not as bad as he ought to be, if that makes any sense. Like, he's definitely got some footwork going on, but he is ceilinging like a mofo. There is nowhere for him
honestly,
to go.
Honestly, 3 weeks ago, had he gone out and done his best dance, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
He's now doing dances that aren't quite as good, and bizarrely, they're keeping him in.
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot understand
it. He went actually wrong and nearly dropped his partner on that back roll thing over his back.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how anybody makes a mistake now and they are on it like a Scotch bonnet and they just ignored it.
Yeah.
No, you did make a mistake, but it's lovely.
Yeah, and aren't you getting better every week you come out here?
Yeah.
You know, every week you come, everyone comes out here every week.
Every week they come out here.
That is the lowest rung of what this show can be.
Oh, God, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, let's start at the beginning. So Neil's up on bricks for another week, but they're hoping he'll get back next week. So Kevin was dancing
at this stage in the competition, Neil gets a bye.
Yes, he does. Will's out. That was really sad. And Shirley, literally about 3 days before filming, had surgery to remove her breast implants.
Yes.
And so we're sitting there in a kind of fabulous tux.
Yeah.
And actually moving her arms around in a way that I just wouldn't risk if that had just happened to me. So I was very impressed with her her showbiz kind of determination to tits and teeth it straight through.
I like the fact as well. This week, I mean, it did have a theme, which was pantsuits.
It did,
Tess
all
and,
the girls.
And Claudia came out in pantsuits. And so did Motsy and Shirley. And I do think...
Karen was in a tracksuit.
Shirley going for... Yes. I know. Oh, we'll get to that.
I bet we
trade.
Will.
And any time Karen's dressing like a rent boy, please do page me. Marvellous times. But they were all wearing the pantsuits. And I thought Shirley, actually, sometimes she wears those quite heavy, frilly things. And she looks a bit like a dowager aunt. You know, a handbag. You know, all that sort of thing. But this week, she was dressed almost like sort of Julie Andrews and Victor Victoria.
Yeah.
She looked absolutely knockout.
She looked terrific, yeah.
I think they should dress her better. I think they should dress her far more stylishly.
I think there's a strong... But obviously, the impression I get is everyone kind of has quite a big say in... Oh, not the dancers so much, but in what they're wearing. The judges, certainly.
Mm.
I imagine they're all very sure about what they want to wear and they choose. But anyway, let's start. So Karim and Amy did a quick step this week.
Yeah.
I can't remember what two, but it was the best dance of the night at the beginning, which seemed a bit...
It was a song. It's one of those songs that you have never heard before and you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But it sounds a bit like other songs that you have heard and
right.
do know.
Yeah.
I'd written down, it sounded a little bit like Never Had a Friend Like Me from Aladdin, but not as good.
No, okay, fine.
They were all... Chippy, they were told last week that they needed to bring a bit of light and shade, that they go out full pelt.
Because he is really
the
enthusiastic and skillful, but yes, it's just all energy, energy, energy.
This was one of those dances that was so... perfectly executed that it slightly washed over me.
Yeah.
When you get perfection, it can be oddly bland.
I know. And it got the ultimate score. Obviously, Craig would only give a 9 at this stage. There's no way he's giving a 10 to anyone.
Yeah.
He said it was totally stunning, gave a 9. Everyone else, 10s across the board. Exquisite frame, exquisite footwork. It was perfect. But then I prefer those two to do something a bit more interesting.
Yeah, and I think there was a funny thing about the judges when they gave their sort of initial notes before they did the score. Mm. They were very keen on it, but in a very flat way. Mm. That it was like, that is one of the best spoonfuls of cream I've ever had. It was smooth. It was very pale.
It was creamy like you'd want cream to be.
Yeah, it could not have been creamier.
Yeah. It slipped down with frictionless
exactly.
ease.
Is yeah. that a dessert? No, it's a mouthful of cream. And exactly. this felt like, I sounded like Len Goodman there.
It's a mouthful of cream.
Is it a dessert? Is it a mouthful of cream? Well, of course it's a mouthful of cream. And it was.
I want you to do every podcast in his voice now, please. it makes me feel safe.
We should just bill it as being Len Goodman.
Yeah.
It would certainly double the number of people listening, I'm sure. Mainly lawyers. Karim does a really annoying thing when he walks up the stairs, and he does it every week, and he's now done it enough that I've noticed it and become irritated by
it. Oh, no.
Where he does a little heart shape with his hands.
And they all start doing it back to him now, like it's his kind of signature.
It drives me a bit weird. It's just a bit weird. It's a little bit like Russell Brand sort of doing namaste.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, but because without the cynicism, though, of Russell Brand. But it's sort of him trying to have a thing, isn't it?
Mm.
And it's fine for other people to say, oh, everyone here likes you, but he keeps on saying, oh, I'm literally mates with everyone, I love everyone. It's like, just play that down.
Watching when some of the dancers come back in after they've done their dances and Karim is there. Karim is really, really huggy, kissy.
Yeah.
He did it with Oti last week, and he did it again with her this week.
I think
week,
him and Oti are good mates,
boom,
though.
Boom, boom, kiss, kiss,
Because she's
kiss.
All smiley and lovely, and I think they probably just really get on well.
I think he's found himself in adult showbiz, and adult showbiz is full of people saying, oh, darling, you're absolutely marvellous.
Yeah.
And he's now going, what you have to do is kiss everyone.
Yeah.
Hacker the dog going, you've got to be very careful about issues of boundaries and consent. No, it's fine. Everyone just kisses each other. Oh, my. Oh, gosh. Can we speak to Karim's agent?
That won't get her down well in Salford, mate. Don't do that. Anyway, so they got 9 3 10s, everyone happy. And then Giles Brandreth was wheeled out to do the T&Cs.
Mm.
That was adequate, completely fine.
It was. He's a funny one. I was actually, when he came out, I was like, God, why have they never had him on?
Yeah.
He seems like the perfect person to go out in week three.
Mm.
But it's.
He's cannon fodder, but he'd be fine.
I do find it funny with Giles Brandreth is that no one ever says, here he is, former Tory MP.
No.
Giles Brandreth.
Because it's all about the jumpers and the dictionaries.
Oh, and he set up the Teddy Bear Museum.
Oh, that's right. Either. I forgot about that.
Well, how did he vote when it came to Section 28?
I wouldn't like to guess.
He does seem like a really nice guy.
Yeah, and I think, he does seem nice.
I think actually he probably looks back on being a Tory MP as a youthful indiscretion. Where it's like,
we were young.
Yeah, stupid things when I was younger. But, I mean, he's on Radio 4 all the time. He must be an old liberal now.
I hope
Surely.
So. I hope it's, and that's coming by osmosis. Next, my favourite of the night, although it wasn't up to their usual power, I think, Michelle and Gio did a Paso Doble. And they did that thing again, which they did with one of the pro dancers the other week, put her in like a really boxy jacket that sort of hid her lovely lines.
Yeah, and it made her...
I kind
her...
of want to see her upper body because she's really strong.
She looked like one of those Christmas nutcrackers.
Yeah, she did.
Rather than a sort of beautiful senorita.
Yeah, they
swathed
her in too much fabric. I know that they did the matador thing, so they dressed her as a man. And again, another pantsuit.
Yep.
They put her in trousers and the little jacket. And then, but she also had the cape as a skirt, which then had to get whipped off Bucks Fizz style. So it was quite a lot of fabric for her to deal with, I thought. And it just slightly hid her usual sharpness and crispness.
It really did. And I think the thing I like about the masculine side of it is I like anything that pushes this towards being not just... It's 1950s and here we are
in
the Gresham Ballroom on the
Holloway
Road.
I mean, this feels like maybe we're moving towards next series and perhaps
they're
going to finally do that.
There has been enough in this that I think you might be right. I think that could be, that they are beginning to say we're playing with, as dance does and all art forms do, you need to say, well, we don't just go, it's a man, it's the story of a man and a lady.
Yeah.
You want to start going, what if there's about sexual power dynamics within it? And, you know, the shift between, you know, what is gender and what is love?
Yeah.
Anything like that you can do at 8 p.m. on a Saturday night shiny floor show, I am 100% for.
I agree. I think it would be an amazing thing for the BBC to do. It already feels like it wouldn't be a huge departure. I can see, I don't know, I'm picking him out because he's fabulous, but like Johannes with some kind of excellent soap star, pop star, whatever, just doing like really lovely romantic routines.
Do you know
and
what
it just
I would
feeling
love
lovely.
To see? The way to bring it in is to have 1 week where you just go, do you know what it is? It's blind ballot partners.
Oh,
so
that's a good idea.
So at the end of the week before, you just dip your hand into the raffle bowl, you pull it out, and then you get Kelvin going, Johannes.
Brilliant.
And Kelvin and Johannes.
For a week, you switch partners. That's it. Amazing.
That's it. This will happen, you see, and this is silly because I've given it away. You want to speak to Lisa at United Agents, BBC. She will be able to handle it from there.
Copyright, Mark Haynes.
But it's a way of bringing it in.
That'd be so good.
That people would go, oh, this is funny. Yeah. What are they going to do? I think if you had like...
I mean, the Daily Mail would be like, car keys in a bowl at the BBC. Absolutely outrageous.
Are we paying our money to facilitate Johannes having a torrid affair?
Gender-fluid orgies.
Yes, I am happy to pay for that. I don't even want to... I don't even need to see it.
Yeah.
Just knowing it happens.
Yeah.
Just tell me the time it happens so when I'm at home I can go, oh, Johannes is having a right good time now. Lovely stuff.
But Michelle and Gio, it was not their very best dance. I think the tango they did... Was it last week, tango? Was Halloween tango?
Yes. Yeah.
Was just so terrifically captivating.
Was it a rumba that they danced like a tango?
Oh,
which
maybe
was
you're right. That's
super
it.
So like,
it was crazy cool and very sexy.
Yeah.
No, that's right. They did Morticia and Gomez. Just beautiful. Very, very horny.
Their timing together is off the scale. They are so crisp together. They move beautifully together. I think it's really good. This suffered because it came after the Karim one.
I know.
That they'd given the really high marks to.
Yeah,
and so they didn't really want to go, well, this should be 9, 10, 10, 10 again. Yeah. Which I think it should have been.
Yeah.
Instead, they went for 34. So it was 2 8s and 2 9s.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, Craig, you know, you always go to him for the unvarnished truth. He clearly worships Michelle Visage. Mm. He loves her. But he did say it was a tiny bit blocky. So he'd never just say blocky, darling, and just because he adores her. So he was very cagey, but he did say, and I think that's largely to do with how much bloody material she was carting around the dance floor.
Yeah.
There was slightly less fluidity, slightly more stompiness, but that's, you know, God, she's still goddess.
Oh, she's amazing. I think, you know, you're pretty much in this show. Now the first four dances were Karim, Michelle, Emma Weymouth, and then Kelvin.
And Oti, yeah.
Well, now Emma Weymouth's gone. That's going to be the final. That is going to be the final. Kelvin and Oti, I mean, we'll quickly go over Emma Weymouth.
Yeah.
Well, the body is still warm.
Oh, we are cold.
But I thought Kelvin and Oti, again, they suffered from the fact that Karim had been given these really, really high marks.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And then everything has to come down a bit. Otherwise, it looks like you're having one of those mad weeks where everyone's getting 10, like when you have a celebrity judge on.
Yeah, we are pre-Blackpool. But that's when they start to really, you know, take their tops off and go,
yeah,
wee!
I love it when the celebrity guest sits there and they sort of go, it will go, you know, 7, 7, 7. And the celebrity guest goes, from me, it's a 10!
Yes.
Right. Send him home.
Yeah.
No point in being here. Emma Weymouth and Ali Ash, they did a samba and they got a 5 and 3 7s. And
five is very low from Craig.
Yeah,
isn't it?
And I thought it was, again, it was one of those dances that was inoffensive, but there wasn't anything you could specifically say, certainly as a viewer, oh, that was rubbish.
No.
That was really poor.
She was... I don't know. Yes, it's really difficult with her. She's always so difficult to judge. I think the face is quite difficult. It sort of distracts from the dance she's doing because it's always the same face. We discussed that. But I think she was getting some of the bounce in there. Some of them could see it. Some of the judges couldn't see it.
Yeah.
But there's a languidness about her physicality that never quite engages with the music. Like, it's almost there, but it's not quite there.
My wife said to me...
She's sealing.
She watched it and she absolutely hit the nail on the head for me. She just went... Look, Emma Weymouth cannot do the dirt.
Mm.
She doesn't have that sort of...
There's
rawness.
No filth in her. No,
none at all. And it's all very, very nice.
Yeah.
Probably from a lifetime of dancing with old aristocrats.
Yes,
where you
probably.
Have to be very, very polite, very nice.
No grinding.
No grinding. And also no sort of like, oh, girl, go away. Get your hand off there.
Yeah, yeah,
you have to go, oh, naughty.
I don't know, every dance is too polite. That's exactly it.
Yep.
Too many manners.
Too many manners.
It's bred in from the start. She can't
The thing that I really noticed, and there was a story in the tabloids about 3 weeks ago about her husband being very, very angry about the way the judges were treating her.
Yeah.
And it you know, could have been typical tabloid nonsense.
Probably.
But she did seem, in the opening video, she said at one point, a trick's been added to our dance, which I'm really excited about. And she looked like she'd been told, in 3.5 weeks' time, your post is going to be an hour late. And she was just like, oh, yeah, tricks, I'm really, really excited
God.
About. When Craig sort of went, no, not for me, he was the opening judge, she just looked almost on the verge of tears.
She did look really upset, didn't she?
And I think there is a certain thing of she's begun sort of going, they have taken against me.
Yes, perhaps.
And I imagine going out to Mike Bushell, she is sitting at home this morning just saying, well, I was absolutely right. Her husband is stamping around, just going, I'm a bloody disgrace.
Yeah, I know. She'll be fine, obviously. Let's not shed too many tears for her. But she did say she was heartbroken. heartbroken, and I believed her. I think she was living a dream, and you know, yeah. But you know, her cushion to land on isn't exactly rock hard.
Her dream is presumably she would like to be famous and be on television.
She wanted
more.
To break through into showbiz. Yeah,
yeah, well, I mean, you've already got one of the other dreams.
She'll be doing a cooking show on the Good Food Channel or something, and she'll be grand
if she wanted to. Her husband can live stream her cooking. almost, it will make no difference. If I start live streaming stuff at home, I'll start going, oh, that's a third of my wages gone. You know, he just has to get another lion to have sex with a lioness.
Yes,
you know,
to sell a couple of elephants.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Summer of the Lion Cubs.
So there was a brief chat between the next dance and the former one with Will, and Jeanette was crying up on the balcony like Juliet.
Yeah.
And he was
very
stricken Romeo in his
cry.
Knee brace. Oh, I know. But it was very, very sweet. I will miss those two. They talked specifically about their couple's choice dance, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah,
just so
wasn't it?
Emotional and beautiful and lovely. So no, I'm really sad he's out of the competition.
They were a beating heart couple.
Yeah,
I mean,
proper.
They weren't going to make the final, but when they went, it was going to be really sad and really emotional.
They might have been like a Blackpool big finish or something.
Totally.
Maybe.
Tess is not going to be able to patronise anyone
so
much. Oh, bless. Oh, look at the diddum.
She did have a little go. Is it Chris Ramsey's wife was on the front row this week, and she's like, oh, look at her, she's crying.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Wasn't it?
Listen to yourself.
Like that. I know.
it's a bit much.
It is too much. But there was a guy behind Will when he was doing his speech who looked like
the guy in the hat.
Yeah, the guy in the hat. Yeah.
Who wears a hat when you're sitting in a tight audience like that and people can't see past your hat?
He looks a bit like Howard Donald, and it's amazing. You know, sometimes you see people, you take against them immediately.
Yeah.
So how did you get there? Yeah. What do you do?
He'll be one of the dancers' mates or something.
Well, I imagine he's one of those people who, if you went up and you went, oh, you look like you're in the Kings of Leon, and he goes, well, hardly think so. I'm a very good friend of Serge, though. Yeah. You know, he had that sort of look, but he was staring at Will the entire time.
Was.
He didn't take his eyes off him, really. Really sort of like, you know, I'm really going to concentrate on him, because at home then the people will be like, you know, looking at Will, because I'm giving people at home pointers as how to act. I disliked him intensely.
Yes, no, I felt similarly, just for the sheer bad manners of not taking off your sodding hat when you're sitting down the front.
I'm sure he's a very nice man, but I will say this, he is now on my list of enemies.
Yeah, hat guy, if we see you again, we're coming for you. So anyway, after that heartfelt chat, Kelvin and Oti did their Viennese waltz. He'd been suffering travel sickness all week. He'd been necking quells or whatever.
Travel like sickness?
Because the Viennese waltz is their fast rotation.
Oh, right. I thought you meant
and
like...
And he just couldn't get over the...
I have to travel from Salford to Wells Street once a week. It's absolutely playing havoc with my system.
I would imagine he's probably living down here at the moment, isn't he? But, so obviously the dance went pretty well.
I mean,
as it always does with Kelvin, it was great.
I thought the opening was absolutely brilliant as well, where they were sort of...
It started on the floor.
They did, and it was like something out of sci-fi. He was dressed a little bit like an Imperial officer from the Death Star, and it looked like a weird thing about... As soon as I was watching it, I was going...
Colourless shirt.
This is like the Star Wars prequel I want to see, where there's a sort of beautiful rebel in a dress and, you know, just one officer who is like, got captivated by power of dancing. But I thought the opening was lovely. They almost sort of like floated up together. There was a lot of good sort of stereotypical dancers dancing here as well.
Yeah.
Which was they turn their heads away and look down, and then the hands touch and the heads flick up to each other. Stroking 2 inches away from the face, all that. But I loved it. I really, really did.
Yeah,
I think,
classic choreography.
Again, and 2 8s and 2 9s. And I think that was really undermarked.
The eights were a bit stinge.
Yeah, weren't they? And I'm amazed it didn't get 1 10. I think it's...
But again, in terms of the journey, good to not be getting tens every week. So, I don't know. I think there's a way of keeping him as the sort of slightly on the back foot. Karim, I don't think Karim can win because he keeps on being top of the leaderboard. Well, I mean, fairly frequently he does.
Mm.
I think the kind of up and down nature of... or the way they're marking Kelvin may actually be working in his favour.
I think you're right. And I think the other problem with Karim is dirt. He does not have the
filth. He can't be dirty because he can't go back to kids' TV if he's dirty.
No, absolutely. Hacker the Dog will have him spayed. So I think that's going to be a thing for him. Now, Kelvin can do the dirt.
That might be his ceiling, actually, Karim. Kelvin's got dirt.
Yeah, massively.
Although I think he probably keeps a lid on it because Bruno's... even this week, he wasn't even doing like a thrusty, thrusty hip dance and Bruno was just all over
him. Yeah, I've written only... this week, only some light sexual connotation from Bruno.
I don't know. He got pretty excited.
He does have a problem,
soft
Kelvin.
Soft as a caress.
He does have a problem, which is when he sits there and they do list all the things that's happening to them because of what he's doing with his body. He does sort of sit there and say, oh,
he just smiles, but it's getting more and more of a grimace, like a monkey showing its teeth when it's frightened.
It is like a monkey. It's almost like a sort of, if you get a load of school kids pointing at a monkey when it's got its sort of like genitals out, and as the school kids walk off, the monkey is sitting in the cage just going, oh, don't get in trouble. You know, there's a sadness to it.
Oh, I love Kelvin, but I do feel he's like, he knows what it feels like to be a woman in those moments. Just like,
absolutely.
Utterly objectified.
And probably not really objectified until now.
Yeah.
Until you get on BBC and you know, Jamie Lang gets injured. You go, this is going to be wonderful.
And luckily you've been in the gym for like the last 3 years solidly without a break.
Yeah, prepare yourself now, Calvin, for your lucky break, which is just four people, all of whom are sexually available combinations with yourself, will just sit there and they will just go, well, now, lordy law.
To be fair, it's mostly Bruno. He's the only one who's really sexually harassing him on a weekly basis.
Shirley is a
massive
problem.
I suppose so. This week she was resting up after, you know, she's convalescing.
And Motsy's funny thing about not knowing his name as well.
Doesn't matter that my late night call. Heavy Pencil, a new comedy from Great Big Owl, the people who brought you Brian and Roger.
Are you a client?
Yes, I'm a client. I'm the actor Michael Cork.
The Observer called it a lovely thing, wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
No. I've been taken on as Fliss's assistant.
You're the assistant's assistant.
Yes, if you like.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So next came Saffron and AJ with their salsa.
Yeah.
And I thought she really got the character of this dance brilliantly. It felt like it really fitted her.
Mm.
But again, I don't know. There's something missing with her. Mm. She's... they were saying it wasn't crisp. They can't make their minds up. Either they want one movement to flow into the next, or they want crisp and finished and arms and legs all finished nicely before the next move. But they never seem to, you know, the celebrity never seems to pick the right one of those.
No.
So there was something a bit messy about it, but like super enthusiastic and nice shapes.
I think she's become really, really good at this quite quietly. Yeah. In the last couple of weeks, I think she's actually, for the female celebs, with the exception of Michelle Visage, who is dancing a very different form and style.
Oh yeah.
I think she's actually become really, really good. She is like a dynamo, just a pocket rocket sort of thing, who is just absolutely hoofing her way through it.
Yeah, she makes something that actually is incredibly hard. The choreography is always so hard with AJ, and she does make it look, or if not completely finished and neat and polished, really fun and easy. And this dance, she made it a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Although Bruno said it was mental but fabulous.
Yeah.
So they couldn't really decide this week what she was.
No,
not
at all.
The scores were low for those two. It was a 6 and 3 7.
Yeah, and I thought ridiculously low. I mean, especially when you consider, so they got a 27, and then you're looking at
who else
Baggins
got that?
Getting a 30.
Which is absolutely outrageous.
Put those two dances side by side, and they're only separated by two, three dances in this. It's silly in some ways for us to say, you know, the points went to the wrong person. But I think it must be
We can't see what they can see as well. We're not dance experts.
But it must be very sort of like dispiriting when you're watching that Mike Baggins one and you go, well, at least, you know, he's got to go before we do. And then you're like, oh, no, we've got 4 marks less than him.
It's just all so uncertain. It does feel like the Game of Thrones here, for sure.
She does have a look, and I think it's just one of those, you know, people resting bitch face and things like that.
Yeah.
She has resting, I'm not taking any of this in face. So when she sits
vacant. She does look a bit vacant.
Yeah, you can hear the wind whistling through her skull. But then when she speaks, you're like, oh no, she's actually...
No, she's engaged.
Oh, I thought she was special, but no, it turns out...
No!
It turns out she's absolutely normal. It's just, the face is just like, ah...
So I think sometimes you're so rude. I think sometimes, though, when the judges do take the time to... Sometimes they can't really communicate what it is that they didn't get that they wanted.
Yeah.
But that Shirley did say quite early on that the rotation, or she said, I think someone's going to pick you up on your rotation that was missing.
Yeah.
There are slight and small things in a fast dance that we're just not going to see. And I think I did, after they said that, obviously, I did think that maybe that's what, her hips weren't doing a specific thing.
Gotcha.
They were just all over the shop. They were having a party, but they weren't really kind of figurating whatever you're supposed to do
yep.
with the salsa. So I guess, you know, they are looking now for good dancers to be great dancers. And she is a good dancer. They know she's good. If they think she's being sloppy, they're just going to mark her
they're,
down.
They're doing carrot and the stick, aren't they? They're doing the carrot yeah. for the people who aren't very good and are going to go soon.
Completely.
And they're doing slight bit of stick. But obviously they can't do that with some of the people who are
yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
It would be ridiculous to say to Kelvin, well, you know, that your big feet are flapping around like a dead fish.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's no point, you know.
No,
so I suppose
no,
you have
no.
to. She's pretty much the only one you can pick on who you can go, I can feasibly see her getting a long way into this.
Yeah.
So this is the right time to start picking on her.
I think she could go out semi-final. That's my prediction.
Mm.
I think that might be where she goes because she's great. I think I would be sad if one of the others missed out on the final because of Saffron.
Yeah, same thing.
But, you know, we'll see. Maybe she'll get even better and even crisper. Next, we had Alex dancing with Kevin because, what's his face?
Neil. It's a grade one strain.
Yeah.
All right, so Neil, you've got a strain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but grade one
strain.
But
for a dancer, like, you don't want to be aggravating a grade one strain, let alone any other kind of
Poor
strain.
Poor Neil, though. Every year.
His first series, though, like the big moment and he gets out on an injury, that's
yeah.
a real bummer.
And it's second year on the trot where someone's just swooped in and nicked his partner. I mean,
yeah.
it's just a poor
You had to go there.
Yeah, allow me one.
You had
allow
to go
me
there.
One.
Okay. They were doing an American smooth. Girly Alex was back in a floaty dress, which you don't like.
No, don't like it at all.
But there was still, because she was dancing to Motown, she kind of still got, well, Craig said, this is the first time we've seen you. And
yeah.
he was really impressed. She got to do a bit of her. There was a little bit of a streety thing going on.
Yeah.
With some of the Motown stuff, a bit of a funky thing.
Last week, they had the Ghostbusters
yeah.
thing that she danced to.
I really like that.
You know what? It was good fun and the backstory made it, but it was pretty garbage.
No, right? It was not.
As
I
far
love
as dancing
it.
Went, it was...
They could have done some more acrobatics or something, maybe.
It looks a bit like when teachers come out at the end of Year 5's Leavers Do.
Harsh.
And they go, you know, well, maybe you'll get a job as a Ghostbuster. And out they come. And I thought...
Let's have a bit of fun with this.
I think at least you could say last week, you go, well, you really... This was really, really impossible.
Yeah.
And look at what you've done.
Yeah.
Amazing. I think, you know, the fact that everyone was then going, 10! It's the best dance in the world.
I thought they'd say that she was a bit messy, a bit sloppy, because there was something just generally about the shaping
yeah.
and the kind of the styling for this dance as well, I think was all wrong, because it's an American smooth, it's all swirly and whirly, and having her hair just flying around.
Yeah.
Normally they kind of make you a bit more Hollywood for this dance.
They made exactly the...
A bit vintage.
With them saying, this is the first time we've seen you. No, nonsense. Mm. Last week was the first time we saw her.
Yeah.
Because that was when she was taking control.
Calling
she
the
was,
shots.
Absolutely.
Shouting out the moves for Kevin.
And doing something that wasn't, you know, I think really out of her comfort zone, which is pretending that she is Princess Grace, you know, of
yeah,
Monaco.
Yeah.
This week, I thought she looked uncomfortable in a lot of it.
I think there were some of the funkier, streety bits where she looked like she was actually enjoying herself.
She's learnt to...
For lots of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and she's learnt to put on that smile.
Yeah.
Which is new.
Yeah.
That she's going, actually, I'm having a great time.
Yeah. I don't think, performance-wise, this was anywhere above that Moana dance she did on
no.
Movie Week. It was just about the same.
Yep, I
like,
agree.
She's lovely and she's great and she's really appealing. And I think she's... So many things about her are good. But again, I think she's ceilinging.
She is. And I tell you what, every time she has to do a lift in any way, it's appallingly bad.
It looks effortful.
It does. And she was really not comfortable. You know how some people are really uncomfortable about being lifted up?
Yeah.
Like the Queen, right?
Yeah. Like, you don't lift her up. She'll get very cross.
Lifting the Queen up, capital offence, right? You mustn't ever lift the Queen up. But she has the same thing Alex got as the Queen.
Exactly the same. They are the same
thing I made up. Yeah. But she does not like... She doesn't seem to be at all comfortable about
being lifted. No, she stiffens.
Yeah,
and it doesn't look natural.
Craig sort of said, well, this accidental partnership is working.
I know, he's almost insinuating there that it's better than when she dances with Neil, which
yeah.
I think is a little bit unkind.
It must be weird to go from, like, one partner, and especially if you're from outside of dancing mm-hmm. or acting. You know, you're just a sportsman, but you're a sports person. It's a very different sort of relationship that you have with other people's bodies.
Yeah.
And that thing of coming in and you just sort of go, right, you know, you're going to have to touch me. I'm going to touch you all over. You know, that's the nature
weird.
Of what we do. It's very intimate. It's very personal.
That's why they all end up banging, literally all of them, every year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because you're sort of like, well, there's only one thing left to do.
Yep.
And we've done everything else.
We've done foreplay. Let's get down to it.
the reality is that having to swap to someone else with, and what's she been doing? 9 days.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's somebody else then moving in and just, you know, touching all the bits again. And I think it's a really hard thing to get used to.
I think so. But can we just talk about, obviously, it's internet madness. It's just people with opinions on the internet that shouldn't be allowed the internet. Mm. But there's been a massive fuss about Gorka's fans saying, why wasn't Gorka brought into cover? Why did it have to be Kevin? The guy stepped in half an hour before the show last week. Mm. He's about the same height as Neil.
Yeah.
That's why it had to be Kevin, because the costume could not be made in time. They had half an hour. Like, it's just, it's straightforwardly
dancing
obvious.
Dancing with someone of a different size, again, that's all to do with your bodies, isn't it? It's the body that you're used
to. They match you up with someone that you'll work with. And obviously, the costume was probably the biggest factor here.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I think they do make a nice partnership. I like watching them, but she doesn't look like she's going to get any better.
No, and they absolutely hammered Saffron and AJ, which I thought was, again, just, I mean, what's everyone looking at?
Yeah, they marked, they literally got 1 point above Saffron and AJ across the board, so they got 7 3/8 where they got 6 3/7.
Yeah.
So that was a solid score for them. I think that saw them through okay. But I don't think her time is that much longer on the show, perhaps.
I don't think there are many shock exits coming.
No.
Because anyone who goes before the final, I think, is... it's beginning to rack up as to who is going to be in
that,
the final.
That fat middle.
Yep, the fat middle needs to be cut out.
I'm afraid it does now. Do you want to start us off with Chris and Karen? Because I imagine you have some things to say Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Now, I looked at them wearing those costumes and I thought, now those are costumes you go out in. Because you have to have
I
something.
I thought that too.
You have those costumes and you look at them and you go, that is humiliating to be told.
To do your last dance in like a couple of those pork pie hats.
You're on Strictly Come Dancing and look at you. You look like... You know when, like...
You just stepped out the Hacienda.
I can't remember if, like, Little and Large were still going when Oasis were around. But that would be the sort of thing in the last series. They'd have come out and they'd have been, you know, all right, mate, hey. Yeah. You know, and it just... When they said it was ready to rumble, I was like, well, I mean, you know...
He's gone.
I mean, this is disastrous. It's not really a song you can dance to. Because it's stupid
it's
and dumb. Fun. Yeah.
Although, you know, it is a song you can kind of do a fun
it's
dance to.
It's student disco. You know.
Yeah, you can
then
bop
they came
about
out and there was a foam ghetto blaster, and I was like, well, this is, I believe, actually culturally offensive.
Do you think it's Geordie appropriation?
Anytime you do, I mean, just get a ghetto blaster. You don't need a foam one.
Well,
you know, it's not like, you know.
Maybe he couldn't lift a full size.
Where did hip hop devise? it devised in the Early Learning Centre. Very offensive. And. And so I looked at it and then he did the opening little bit where he was talking about his struggle and he had to dig deep to find the struggle.
They said he had acne.
Acne,
and
right?
I know it's really debilitating when you have horrible, horrible acne.
Yeah, but that is not a tear-jerking story.
It was a bit like, come on, you've got to have something. Like, is anything wrong with anybody in your family?
And you look at it and it's not like you're going to say, oh my God, do you still have acne? Because you can see he doesn't. So he got over it. It was fine.
He's grand.
There was a bit where he said, I mean, if I could only tell the 14-year-old me, it was going to be okay.
Aww.
You know, well, it sounded okay. You said your family life was brilliant and you had acne.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, mate, it's going to be okay. Yeah, I know it is. Got acne.
Aww.
Don't worry about it, you know.
But, you know,
I was like, this is all done. This is all done. They're scraping the barrel for something. The costumes are rubbish. There's a foam ghetto blaster, which I think is racist. And all of that came together to create... What I thought was as much fun as anything, not just in this week, but
it
pretty much
fun.
In the series so far.
And actually, they went to quite a lot of effort with the filming. So they had segments where they were on the Perspex dance floor with the up trouser cam.
It's what I call the under Karen camera. Now,
under Karen. Did you ask for that specifically?
I patented it 2 years ago. The best thing is it's attached to her for no less a period than 36 hours. So I have a live feed.
Great. gross.
She was. Do you know what it was? It wasn't that good.
No, it was quite messy. It was quite sloppy.
Yep,
but there were bits where he was quite on it, and they did mirror and they did partner side by side quite well.
It was fun, and you know,
it wasn't hard at all.
I think he had a week last week where actually I thought, okay, he's come to the end of this now. We've always been saying they've been undermarking him, but last week I thought, no, there was a good juxtaposition here.
Yeah.
Here, I think he was massively overmarked.
Oh, he completely was. What happened to the judges after this dance? So he has been persistently pushed aside by the judges, dismissed, undermarked. He's done much better work than this and been given dreadful marks.
Yep.
This week, they all went absolutely mental.
Yeah.
Craig gave him an 8, 9 and 9 from Shirley and Motsi, and an 8 from Bruno. Yeah. Like, what the hell happened?
Same marks as Kelvin and Michelle Visage.
That is completely insane.
Yeah,
It was fun. And sometimes those street commercial dances can be really incredible. But it wasn't one of those. That was like maybe 6s and 7s, because he was a bit all over the place.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's not. I can't believe I'm now doing this, because I love those guys and I don't want them to go. And I think he's wonderful.
Yeah.
But that was such an odd thing. They were second on the leaderboard after this dance.
It was madness. It was
bonkers.
Madness. And it was also, it's sort of not really, I know it's what they, you know, street commercial. I mean, there was nothing street about what was going on there. It was just a bit of sort of shaking occasionally.
Yeah. You know, Karen Ramsey
is
street.
Karen is obviously very, very good at this.
Yeah.
This, you know, was her sort of like wheelhouse.
Yeah.
She brings a little bit of that New York vibe by having lived in New York. And I imagine that was a long time ago for a short period, and she never went out with a bebop crew.
No, she spent the whole time like under bridges, just sort of like, you know, hugging her own shoulders and looking mean.
Yeah. But look, it was fun.
Yeah.
But is that what this show's about? Because every other dance, they're like, well, the audience loved it, but darling, that wasn't.
This is the first week where they've gone literally the opposite way, I think. And they've supported a dance that I think didn't really deserve it, even though I do love him.
Craig was great, though. I mean, he had that thing of just, I believe he's the lowest paid of all the judges.
I can't believe that.
Insane.
In my mind, he is the head judge.
Craig, new agents.
Definitely get a new time. Agent. He's always just not greedy. I love him even more.
But he's amazingly good at this. And just for him to go, that was sick.
Yes, hilarious. And leave it there. Perfect.
I mean, he left it there. Tess then went, I think he meant suck as good, she said in the back of your ear, which is infuriating. Absolutely terrible.
Don't do that to jokes.
But then Bruno came out, and it was a perfect example. When Craig does, like, that was sick, you go, that's exactly the essence of what he is like as a judge.
Yep.
You know, he knows when to make the hilarious little remark that just brings the house down.
He's a former drag artist. He's a cabaret performer. He has timing,
and
darling.
Then you get Bruno. And Bruno, again, summed up what he's like, where he said, you were almost right on time.
Oh, no, Bruno.
Different era, different artist, different genre.
God.
No one had been talking about Black Box Ride on Time at any point.
No.
Amazingly out of nowhere. The audience still went, woo!
It's almost like each week by week he challenges people to go, what? And they never will.
All he does in the morning is he rings up like a weird Malaysian betting syndicate and just goes, I want to put $100 Malaysian dollars on Bruno the judge will suddenly make reference to Ride on Time for no reason.
He's just, he's making a fortune.
My name is Mr. Henderson, goodbye.
It is very, very odd. Anyway, the scoring was a bit what? They ended up second on the leaderboard after that dance. Completely baffling.
Yeah.
Then we had Emma and Anton doing the Roomba, which was woefully undermarked.
Yep.
What are they doing with these two? So it was to Barbra Streisand, Woman in Love. Obviously, Anton's Roombas are always a little bit, I don't want to say sexless, but they're more kind of about a story that doesn't involve their genitals touching.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like he's a Geppetto. And he's created a dancer.
Yeah.
And he's very pleased with the creation he's made.
But he doesn't want to stick anything in it.
Exactly. He marvels. He marvels at the tone of the leg.
The workmanship, the lovely leg.
But he's not then going to sort of create another bit of it that we don't want to
see. No, God, no. He just wants to look at it and it's fine.
Anton Dubek, sexual Geppetto, is what I'm saying. He does actually. He chews the scenes up on these.
Oh, and I know, he does.
With him sort of looking as if he's sort of almost about to sort of like one oily tear come out of his, you know, the sheer beauty, you know, that I actually found he was really sort of, I couldn't take my eyes off him.
Yeah.
And that's a problem when he wasn't really, because of his dance, dance moves, but just because he was being so sort of oleaginous and
But the thing is, Emma, she just keeps getting overlooked, I think. Those, we've always talked about her legs being great. Like she has hoofers, hoofers gams. They're fabulous. She was doing that really hard thing that women really struggle with in the room, which is the straight leg and then versus the bent leg. I really thought she was hitting that, again, to an amateur eye. I loved it.
Yeah.
But Shirley absolutely killed her on the timing.
Yeah.
Just saying, what beat were you dancing to? And Anton was trying to defend her by being smart and smart mouth. But it was kind of a really awful moment because I just thought, I want to cry. She looked like she was about to cry.
Yeah.
She really, that's a hard, slow, exposing dance.
I wrote, look, it's one
No one really said, hey, that was really tough.
No.
Well done.
And exactly as you said, I've written here, one of those times where the judges say it was bad and you at home did not know.
But then Craig was quite nice and gave her a five.
Well,
he sort of softened the blow of Shirley.
She looked sensational.
She did.
She looked like, if there was an episode of The Sweeney where there was like a beautiful cocktail waitress who is later then found murdered in the Thames.
She'd be in a skip in a dumpster,
That is absolutely her. She looked sensational. I watched this and it was,
I felt so
much better than the stuff they'd done in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, really.
I can't understand why they're encouraging, you know, the Ant and Dec routine, even with my love for Chris, and then stamping on her. Is it a new underdog? I don't know. I worry about her now.
If you were Anton, you would be like, well, this is just a joke. And when you start like talking about it, you become
angry. He was angry.
Yeah, and you become like, was it Brandon? I always forget. The one who danced with Kaplinsky. Brendan.
Oh, Brendan. Yeah.
Brendan always had that thing slightly towards the end.
Oh, he had anger management issues.
Where he was all just like, this is absolutely rubbish.
This is bullshit.
Stupid. Yeah, I want to stick this disc up your ass. That sort of thing. I'm paraphrasing.
He didn't hide his distaste, did he, when his partner was criticised,
But I think what you're getting with Anton here is you're actually getting that frustration of going, what is this? You know, when we do really well and the audience love
it's
and it looks great. And then you suddenly, after just going tens for bloody Chris Ramsay, that you turn around and start going, where was your beat on that? And
it's so odd. I think sometimes, because Shirley is, the dances she does, so Roomba is her dance, she goes way past, she can't even see the performance or the improvement from week to week. When it's her dance, she just cuts straight in and goes, what beat were you dancing to? It's understandable, but she needs to see bigger picture stuff, because that was a good performance.
100%. I think that's a funny thing that happens in this series. Obviously, they've been given some sort of indication as to, if the audience really love it, then go, you know, just go with what they do. Don't worry too much about the finickety things.
Yeah.
But on this one, I don't understand quite why.
So critical.
It's not like Emma Barton has been doing really well up to now.
No.
And that she can afford to
have
a bad week.
Yeah, they didn't cut down a tall poppy. They literally just went for a jugget. It was really nasty.
I mean, if this, her trajectory is really similar to Chris Ramsay.
Yeah.
In that she's not going to make the final.
No, I don't think so.
But the judges are now.
She could be a Blackpool exit, actually.
Yeah. Mm. And when she's getting
better.
But
that would be okay.
You want Anton to get to Blackpool.
Oh, yeah, please. Please get Anton to Blackpool.
The reality is they're getting to a point where they're just getting nothing but criticism from the judges, even when their own performances are just getting better. And that must just be the most dispiriting thing.
This is the most inconsistent series for judges' marks I think I've ever seen.
Mm.
Like, Darcy's gone and everyone's just gone a bit haywire.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on because, the marks this series have been whack.
And look, there's no better way of explaining that than 8 points more going to the final dance, which was Baggins and Katya. Now
it was Baggins and Katya doing the Magnificent Men in their flying machines, Charleston.
I mean,
in separate balloon baskets.
It feels to me like he's done a sort of Charleston every week.
Yeah,
because it's all just get his little legs going.
Kind of,
you know.
Yeah. Just keep him moving,
wind him up,
bouncing up and down
like a clockwork soldier. Do you know what? If he'd have gone out this week, I'd have gone, you know, good attempt. Not as good as it had been. The fact he's still in, I'm just like, it's appalling.
I really am over it now. They did a mention in the VT beforehand that he was staying positive after a rough week. I believe, again, the excellent morons who were allowed internet access, there were actual death threats.
Yeah.
Because he got through the dance-off with Catherine Tilsley.
I read some of the tabloid stuff about
bonkers.
That. Bonkers. Yeah.
I'm assuming it was a couple of tweets by some subnormal people, but still, you know.
Yeah, and the BBC have to respond, and then the tabloids are like, well, we haven't actually caught anyone having sex this year, so this will have to do.
Let's have it. Yeah, exactly.
Credit to the Mirror for every week running Strictly Spoilers fans up in, and it's just a different explanation of it goes up on Twitter because
absolutely.
Of the way it's recorded.
Yeah.
They mention that every week, that single story that comes out. And so, you know, there
they
it is
referenced
every
it
week.
Just to say, oh, he's having a terribly hard time.
Yeah.
Just,
so the
Mike Baggins,
you know, death threat story series become a good one for the tabloids because it's the only thing that
they've got
naff
this all else, I know.
But yeah, absolutely.
They're trying to find anyone coming out of anyone's hotel room, you know, sort of house at like odd hours in the morning. Nothing. They are so desperate this year.
If Karen wants to be in the tabloids, let me know.
Oh my God, I don't think she wants it that badly, Mark. This is the one dance where, even to our untrained eyes, it was so obvious how badly he cocked up. And again, hard choreography, he's much better than he was when he started, absolutely. But he literally got the dance wrong, so badly wrong, that even I noticed. Mm. And still they gave him 2 7s and 2 8s. How is this
There's
possible?
A bit where he did a lift quite near the end on Katya, but all this time he was tired.
Yeah,
and there was
and
a
he
moment where
tired.
There was an absolutely brilliant moment, which it just brings back memories of it happening to you various points in your life, you know, where you're just so tired that you just, even though he's in the middle of, in front of an audience, he just sort of stopped. And you know that in that moment it was just, he couldn't hear anything or see anything. Yeah. He's just there just going, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this.
Oh, God.
There was just a moment where...
defeat on his face.
He just paused. Shut down. Yeah.
It's horrible.
And
it wasn't good.
What is the end game here? Because if the end game isn't he's going to win this, why are we keeping him in?
No,
what is
I don't understand.
The point? And for him to have been voted for by the public now on what, 3-4 occasions?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the dance-off, so that means he's low in the public vote.
And yet the judges have now, they've saved him the last 2 weeks running.
Is this the lack of a story? Otherwise, Strictly is just some fairly good dancers all competing to win a competition. Do they need their story?
Yeah, I mean, look.
The judges have clearly got their heads together, or the producers have, and said, look, I know it's going to cause some controversy, but we want that because otherwise it's a bland dancing competition.
And I think there's a worry that that happens. There is a do you know what? That makes me feel anxious.
This is an entertainment show. It is not a dancing competition as you think it might be.
No, but the problem is this entertaining? Are you entertained
by Mike Baggins? No, I'm
a
tense.
Little man from The Office not doing a particularly good job.
No.
And going up against people who are trying really hard and doing really well.
Yeah.
And the judge is just going, hey, good ones, you're rubbish.
Yeah.
You, because we're in the Upside Down. Ugh. And it'll turn out this is a Netflix special.
Yes.
Mike Baggins is just from hell.
Yeah. He's played by Brian Cox. No, it's just, yes, I don't enjoy watching him anymore.
No.
That's just me. Obviously, you don't either.
I'm not behind
him. He's Teflon at the
moment. Because when you... I mean, look, Dev went out to Emma Weymouth. Baggins has now knocked out Emma Weymouth.
Yeah.
So what we are saying is, in the lineal
sports
world, Baggins is better than Dev. Objectively better than Dev.
Nutso. Yep. I mean, if he doesn't go next week, there might start to be actual, you know,
I think
problems.
He'll end up doing that John Sargent thing of just going, oh, I'm going to
please now, everyone, stop. Yeah. Although people aren't voting for him, so it's not even that. It's just the judges need to work out
problem.
What our tolerance levels are for their false peril.
I think, one of the first years where actually you've had this about 3 in a row
where
the shock has been the thing. Now, the shock, of course, then gets in the tabloids.
Yeah.
The shock
they
gets
need
you
coverage.
On Twitter.
Those PRs need their coverage.
And that's a questionable, weird thing where Mike Baggins is a pawn in some ridiculous PR game.
It goes right to the top. It's the queen by order of the queen.
The fact it goes to the top means Baggins can't see it because he's so short. It's the sick irony of the whole thing.
No height shaming.
He is trying to... and I think it's unfortunate for him, he is just... Like Kelvin being anxious about, you know, being sexually harassed, I think Baggins has got that thing of just going, I am beginning to be loathed. And as a man who works on...
Do you think he's picking that up? I guess you get death threats, you do start to worry. Yeah,
and I don't think it's loathed by the public. I don't think that, you know...
No, he's not at all.
That's a silly way of me over-emphasising
it.
But I certainly think he must be sitting there thinking, is this fair? Am I knocking people
out
who should be here for a reason... That is what? That I'm funny and cuddly, but the good people are going.
But don't overestimate, you know, how much he's enjoying himself and how this is a complete departure from what he normally does. And he's probably loving the attention and dancing with Katya and everything. I find her almost harder to watch because her desperation to stay in, to keep him in.
Mm.
You know, she finishes the dances and near combust. Like she kind of, it wasn't quite as bad as that week where she fell on the floor and just kind of screamed.
Yeah.
But she did kind of go, yes! Yeah. Like she just vanquished her enemy and was holding their head.
There's a thing they do in the UFC,
you know,
which is when they fight 5 rounds, the most important thing is at the end, you have to, whatever happens, you put your arm up because you're signalling to the judges that you thought you won.
Yes, because it's supposed to sway them in some way.
And if you put your head down, the judges are a bit like,
she does a lot
okay.
of positive reinforcement of how good that was with her body and with her
I'm saying she's basically stealing the fighter's rule book from the UFC. And she does have that thing of just
And we
going,
know that wrestling works now in politics. That's how Trump has maintained his position.
She was pulling it down. And what she was saying to the judges was, we smashed it.
Yeah.
We smashed it.
Yeah.
There were no mistakes.
We've got this.
He did so brilliantly and the audience loved it. Yeah. So think on before you lift up your six.
She's trying to will him over the line every week just with the sheer force of her determination to get him there.
And what's she
and
learning?
It kind of gives me a headache.
I know. And what she's learning, of course, is it works.
It has worked.
Two sevens, 2 eights.
Yeah. And then a dance off where, I mean, I was surprised. Again, I didn't, they was unanimous and I did not see the result coming. I thought Emma was okay.
I think so. And I think, do you know what? Had she been okay, she may have gone next week.
Yeah, probably.
But Baggins was fourth from the bottom. So he's mid table.
Yeah.
So they were saying he objectively did a better dance than Saffron and AJ.
Oh, yeah.
Better than Emma Barton and Anton.
Nope.
And better than Emma Weymouth.
Nope.
Absolute nonsense.
Bobbins it was.
I really enjoyed the early ones of this. Now I feel like we're stuck in an episode of like All the President's Men where all I can see around me is corruption and lies.
Totally in brown envelopes. It's disgusting, Mark. I'm disgusted.
I mean, it's going to turn out that Karen Hauer is actually not beautiful, and then this whole thing, I'm just going to leave.
It's just a house of cards.
It goes all the way to the top. It's a simulation. Oh, God.
Take the blue pill now. Is the blue? I can't remember. Who are we thinking is going next week? I think we know, but let's just voice it.
I think it has to be Mike. I think
if it's not Baggins, who do you think will be in the dance-off with him that will then suffer a shock defeat next week? Chris and Karen?
Gosh,
in terms
it's
of
hard.
Scores, it's Emma and Anton. They were way down.
It is, but I...
All Saffron and AJ.
I feel Alex Scott has turned, and I think the public will be like behind her for the fact that she's lost her partner.
You're right.
And, you know, it's all... I should... Dance partner. I mean, it's not... If you start listening to podcasts 50 minutes in, it sounds really bleak and sort of flip.
It was sad that person died.
Do you know, I mean, it could be, with the exception of Michelle, Kelvin and Karim, it could be anyone.
It really, really could.
But I think Baggins has... They will not want him at Blackpool. Unless, of course, they do, thinking he will be great comic relief.
But the thing, isn't there always one person at Blackpool who gets either shot out of a cannon, Russell Grant style, or there's always one who can do this stupid, like, massive comic set piece.
I mean, it is quite funny this year that you are now down to...
That'll be Chris Ramsey, actually, I think, probably.
But you're down to people who are all the same sort of age. They're all the same sort of... No one's humorously fat or humorously old.
Yep.
Everyone is now just...
Everyone's got a working, agile sort of body. Yeah. Could be anyone.
It could be anyone. There's a possibility for me that... I would feel like it would come down between Mike and Chris Ramsey.
Yeah.
And I think Chris Ramsey is the only person who the judges are possibly going to kick out instead of Baggins.
Yeah, I know. And that would be that would actually make me angry.
Yeah.
Because I do think, even though this week I thought was a weird aberration happening in a parallel universe, I think I would like to see him continue because he's getting better. And he's got a proper story, I think.
I'm going to say it. Baggins has to go.
I agree.
I don't mean that in a frightening investigate me way.
No, not as in call the police.
He has to.
Yeah.
You know,
were you on the night in question?
He's come to the end of this. It's just keeping people, just get, oh God, go.
They're using him as like an adjutant now, as a way of stirring up unrest in the masses.
I'd love it if he gets the final.
Have you got money on this, Mark?
and then, right, when it comes
Is
to
it
the
your
final,
house?
He just sits there and sort of goes, well, unfortunately, I've actually hurt my ankle, so I've got grade one strain, so I won't be dancing, but I suppose I'm a moral winner. In a way, aren't I? Because I would have won.
Definitely would have won.
Yeah, this is the final series of Strictly. Yeah.
they'll put him on like a platform with wheels and just shove him around the floor, and he'd still bloody win.
10. It was absolutely right on time. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
Have you noticed these are getting shorter?
Yes.
It's great as the fewer and fewer dancers getting shorter and shorter.
It's a relief. When I was on the last one, normally the last dance, which is 9, I think that would have been halfway through.
Oh, my God.
It's delightful.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, so good. Join us next week. Don't be silly.
Come back.
And remember, 5 stars reviews on iTunes are really, it's what we eat.
Literally, we starve without them.
Yeah, don't starve us. Give us a 5-star review, please. Thank you very much. Anything else we can't eat. We're 4-star, 3-star, 2-star, 1-star, intolerant. Millennials. Julia, thank you very much. And we'll
Mark, thank
see
you very
you
much.
Next week. Julia, thank you very much.
No, Mark, please, thank
no,
you.
No, be my guest. Be my host. And would you like to do the key?
I would bloody love to, but, you know,
well,
if you're sure.
100%.
As the truth coming back.
Hot
okay.
sauce.
Then please allow me to tell you to keep listening, subscribing and liking with 5-star reviews. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com. Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.